Alvarez, Alvarez. First name Rafael, Rafael. Date of birth November 12, 1954. Chief complaint: 70-year-old Hispanic male who returns to the office follow-up. HBI. The patient is known to have history of dyspnea. He presents today with ongoing dyspnea worsened by exertion. However, he reports feeling slightly better, period. He had been placed on trazodone for sleep, period. He underwent echocardiogram at Highland, H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D, General Hospital, period. This revealed left ventricle ejection fraction 50-55%, comma, mild concentric left ventricle hypertrophy, comma, moderate mitral annular calcification, mild mitral valve stenosis, severe mitral valve regurgitation, severe aortic valve regurgitation, correction, severe aortic valve sclerosis, moderate to severe aortic valve regurgitation, severely dilated left atrium, moderate elevated right ventricular systolic pressure, period. D. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 127/59, comma, pulse 85, respiratory rate 18, height 65 inches, weight 161.6 pounds. The data review. Nuclear medicine spec scan reveals reversible perfusion defects primarily along the lateral wall as well as the anterior wall. On stress images, the left ventricular cavity appears slightly larger than on rest images, possibly suggestive of transient ischemic dilation. There is a fixed defect along the inferior wall, likely representing a component of attenuation / correction artifact. There is global hypokinesis with reduced ejection fraction, period. The impression, this is a 70-year-old male with dyspnea, period. At the time of his initial evaluation, echocardiographic results were not available. He was therefore referred for a coronary CT angiogram with FFR, period. However, comma, he requires invasive intracoronary angiogram given the findings on echo and his nuclear medicine stress test, period. He is to return to the office within 1 to 2 weeks to schedule invasive intracoronary angiogram. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson. Dated October 28, 2025.